In the past, I have spoken about opposing outlooks on whether the market was overvalued and due for a correction, or fairly valued and expected to continue higher. While I've urged older investors to consider taking some profits or getting a little bit more conservative while this all plays out, I urge my younger listeners, so-called millennials or Generation Y, to consider staying invested in the market for the long run and not obsess about a downturn. Because over long investment horizons, stocks have the potential to deliver higher returns than other security classes and have the chance to outperform inflation despite ups and downs in the market. Provided, of course, that past performance doesn't guarantee future results, risk of losing principal is higher with investments that have higher return potential and investors stay invested in the market and don't move their money in and out. Basically, I said ignore all the pundits' advice on market timing. Very important that you listen to those words. Now, millennials or Gen Yers, as they're called, are those who were born between the early 1980s and the year 2000, so they're now in the 15 to 35 age group. These young men and women have most of their working lives ahead of them with retirement 30 to 40 years away, enough time to potentially accumulate wealth through wise investments and reach retirement goals. In fact, millennials could easily follow simple plans such as investing their savings into a few diversified portfolios such as index funds or ETFs or passively managed portfolios with low management fees. Then, as they reach age 55 or so, they can consider shifting their portfolio from stocks to a combination of, let's say, 50 to 70% stocks and about 30% bonds and rebalance periodically. Through the years, they should consider sticking to their simple plan and largely ignore the financial media and short-term market fluctuations. I'd also urge these younger investors not to panic or sell when the market goes down or buy after the market has already gone up. Consider steadily staying the course and investing in the market each month through ups and downs. I know, following this is way more difficult than it sounds because of all the noise and genuine confusion. Nobel Prize-winning economists such as Robert Shiller are saying the market is ripe for a correction, and investment pros like Warren Buffett are saying the market's just fine. So my tip to Gen Y is to just ignore both sides and stay focused on your goals towards retirement portfolio building. But here's the rub. Gen Y seems rather risk-averse and doesn't have a favorable view of stock investments, and that can really hurt them. For example, in a recent article in U.S. News & World Report by Dan Solon, a wealth advisor, actually it was titled Smart Millennials Can Be Dumb Investors, and its basic premise is exactly that this millennial generation is fairly risk-averse and not inclined to put its money in the market, in part because earlier in their lives, they've witnessed the recession of the 90s, the dot-com bust, 9/11, and the recent 2008 financial meltdown, and the severe adverse financial impact these events had on family and friends with lost jobs and foreclosed homes, etc. They've lived the horror firsthand as impressionable young adults, and they blame the stock market for all the misery. I also hope they have paid attention to the incredible rebound in stock prices since 2008 and can now see that volatility itself is not necessarily the end of the world. Dan Solon's article also mentions several studies that show millennials as more materialistic and overly concerned about money, fame, and image, which I guess is understandable because they've grown up in an information-heavy computer and internet age, more influenced by fame, fortune, and social perceptions, with more time spent in front of a computer or TV screens than actually out there playing in the neighborhoods. But as I said, research also shows that many Gen Yers are not into investing and have a basic misunderstanding of risk. Surveys show that almost half of all millennials are opposed to taking any risk with their money and just feel safer leaving their savings in cash, CDs, or bonds. And surveys also show that 70% of them have risk levels that they consider to be moderate or somewhat conservative or conservative. As a result, this generation also has dramatically higher cash allocations, and only 28% of those surveyed say that long-term investing is a major component of their plan to help achieve success. That's compared to 52% for non-millennials. While an all-cash strategy may seem conservative, it's simply not prudent because cash in the bank loses significant purchasing power over time due to inflation. An all-cash portfolio will simply not keep pace with inflation, so millennials need to understand that returns from even a very conservative portfolio may at least keep pace with inflation. So they need to change how they perceive risk, or face a future where they fall short of reaching their financial goals for retirement. Millennials need to understand that not all risk is bad, and that without risk, it's impossible to achieve inflation-beating returns. In fact, oftentimes, millennials, because of this, will fall prey to hucksters who tout investments that offer high returns with seemingly little risk, and such high risk-free returns are simply not possible. So I want to make sure my younger listeners don't fall into this trap and clearly understand that returns are almost always tied to the level of risk you're willing to take. And I want you to embrace a reasonable amount of risk and at least make sure your investments keep up with inflation, again, at the very least. Be conservative, but not overly so, and certainly not to the point where you're standing by and as the purchasing power of your cash in the bank slips away, like sand in an hourglass. And just so you know, there is one glaring exception to the investing attitudes of millennials, tech-savvy employees in Silicon Valley who've embraced investing and are flocking to investment firms that understand how wealth creation really works and help to keep most of those earnings in the pocket of the investor rather than the salesman. I hope more millennials will follow their lead, shed their demons over market crashes past, and take concrete steps towards building a secure retirement portfolio with inflation-beating returns.